Hello and welcome to our episode of FinTech Focus TV with me, Toby Babb. Today we are at the FIX EMEA training conference here in London, and it is my absolute pleasure to introduce Stefan Malray from ING. Stefan, how are you?
Nice to see you. Thank you for the invitation.
Absolutely brilliant. Well, look, listen, it's lovely to have you on the show. It's a absolutely packed room here today. I love the FIX events. They're always thriving. There's lots of good conversations happening. None more so than when you're on stage a little bit later on. You're here and talking about making the markets better, etc., and what we can do within that. So there's a lot that you can go into. We'll touch on that in a second. But first and foremost, Stefan, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, of course. My name is Stefan Malray. I work at ING Bank, so a Dutch bank based in London. I'm French by my accent, but my experience around the electronic trading span about 30 years. So I saw the whole development and the electronification of markets.
And 30 years of FIX at the moment, so
yes,
it's, you've been there since the start.
Exactly, so I've been there since the beginning of FIX in a way, focusing on electronification market mainly in the non-equity space.
Okay.
So fixed income, FX, commodities, equity derivatives space, that was my thing. I started in technology. I used to work at JP Morgan for 10 years, at Societe Generale for 8 years, and now at ING for 9 years.
Okay, so you're long term with all of these.
Yes, quite a long term, but fascinating to see how much change we saw over the years. I started at as a young developer in technology in the Telex room, then was taking over the fax machine, then by the electronic trading machine, and see that in practice, always fascinating for me.
I think you mentioned there sort of a touch on innovation. I think ING has always been one of the banks that's been most at the forefront of innovation, particularly in the electronic markets, as we've seen. And I love that about it, because I think sometimes my complaint about this space is it sometimes can be a little bit of a laggard technologically, but I think ING have always been invested into it.
Yes, ING was a bank, it's a big retail bank present in a lot of countries around the world, and in some country we started a pure internet banking like 20 years ago, so very, very long time of mindset in the culture of the company about innovation and disruption of the model, and this mindset cascades to all employees of the companies. What is important, and my background was more on electronic trading, electronic distribution, and I changed my role to head of market structure and innovation a few years ago, and this is to prepare for the next stage. Mm-hmm. Market structure is really working with industry body groups like FIX, but working with regulators as well, and innovation is trying to bring the world of fintech company within the organization. Mm-hmm. So we are partnering with a lot of fintech companies, either through becoming just a client of them, or helping them to develop their product, where we give them data, for example, to help them scale up, or investing in them. We invested in around 30 different fintech companies over the last 5 years,
yeah.
Or creating our own. Creating our own, we found it very hard to externalize a product from a fintech company, so we prefer now more to partner with fintech companies and try to see. So in my role, that's what I love in my role, is I meet probably 5 different fintech companies every week.
Wow.
And from that interaction, I can judge if there is a solution that they have who can help us to solve some problem, either for us or for our clients.
Yeah.
And if there is something who fit well, then we start to work with them. We do pilot and try to engage.
Always interesting. I mean, that's a lot of people to meet over the course of a year, isn't it, right? And what's the sort of success rate of businesses there where you do think they've got... Because I said this on the last podcast, which I've actually done, where I think there's a lot of fintech businesses that find create these complex solutions for problems that don't really matter or don't exist. They're great technology, but don't necessarily hit the problems which the industry has. How many companies are you actually looking at that you guys are saying, right, that's where we want to go? So you mentioned 30 over the last few years.
It's true. It's probably, from our experience, probably 1 in 10 will succeed to pass the 5-year mark.
Is that right?
Right. So there is, but it's needed. It's how you innovate, right?
Yeah,
to
course.
Innovate,
yeah, yeah.
You have to take crazy ideas and pilot them and try to do.
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have a 10% success, it's still good enough.
Yeah.
When we talk at FIX about tokenization of the market using DLT technology, right? A lot of people for the last 10 years saying, well, this is a technology who's trying to help but doesn't know what solutions they will bring.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? What is? And finally, now we start to see those solutions appearing, because you know it's not just about Bitcoin and Ether. It's using the DLT technology to move to, you know, T0 settlement,
yeah,
versus what we have T2 today and moving to T plus one potentially in a few years in Europe or in the UK. But then if you want to move to T0, you probably have to go to DLT technology. And the people who took those bets a few years ago from a fintech companies, right, if they play their bet right, as they are going to be the winner.
There's massive opportunities, yeah, for them, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And for, you know, indeed, companies like you who, and I think this has been one of the big trends of the last 5-10 years of that partnership element,
yeah,
which I think has just made so much sense for all parties. It was,
and that, as they can move faster, right? That's what we see, that it's critical for us. We are more like a regional bank in terms of investment banking, etc., with a very large footprint.
Yeah.
But you know, we don't have the means to develop everything in-house.
Yeah.
So the partnership model worked very well for us. And what we found is those fintech companies can react very fast to change.
Yeah.
One other example we can use is artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Right? In artificial intelligence and GenAI, we took the world by storm just a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hard for large financial institution was heavily regulated to go to this world, right? You can do some pilot, but it's hard to go to market with it.
Yeah.
Where a fintech company can, within a year, develop product, put them on the market, test it, and work with us on that. So the partnership for us, these type of things, work very well.
Acceleration, which is another one here. So I could be talking about this for a long, long, long time, and I'm conscious that we're also here to talk about your panel later on. So give us a little bit of insight into some of the takeaways that you want people to leave the room after you've spoken today.
Yes, so we are going to talk about making market better. And for us, it's quite very important with the role what I do to try to see how we can evolve the market activities that we have. What we had in the last, if you look in the last past 10 years, there was a lot of focus on heavier regulation, you know, based on the financial crisis, that's what happened. You know, we were, as you know, the regulator really wanted to limit the bank in some increasing control, limit the bank in some area because of the financial crisis. I think finally we passed that stage, and we are coming to a new era of regulation where we work much closer to regulator to see how can we improve market, how can we finance the development that Europe or the UK needs to have, how can we finance the global economy. And to do that, we need to work in partnership with our regulators, right? It's we talk in this conference about the consolidated tape, which is going to be a big thing happening in Europe and in the UK in the next 2 years, giving a lot of more data points of where the market is. But the main role of that consolidated tape is for you and me, for our pension plan, to be able to understand how markets behave and where we should invest in our markets. So making market better for me is try to increase the pie of the market.
Yeah.
Try to make people more aware of what they can trade, you know.
It's a really interesting piece you talk, because there's a theme of partnership coming all the way through everything you're talking, from yourself to the fintechs, through to yourself and the regulators. And I think that's a real encouraging trend. And actually, probably, you know, when you talk about the FIX trading community, I think this group has always been very, very good about bringing people together and finding solutions together. And I think we're at this sort of generational opportunity right now where technology is advanced. You mentioned AI, et cetera, and you know, DLT and everything around that sort of thing. We've got this huge technology advancement with some of the most game-changing, you know, tech that we've ever seen. We're seeing a marketplace that's innovating at various different phases and morphing and changing all the time. You're seeing regulators who are encouraging sort of growth in the marketplaces again, and banks who have taken some lessons to be more trusted along that side of things. That culminates into a fascinating spot, doesn't it?
Yes, and in the beginning you could say, well, regulation is fixed into law and should not play a role with innovation. And it's true, it was probably 10 years ago it was true, right? To implement new regulation in Europe, where you have like 27 countries we need to agree, it's complex, it takes time, and it was taking 10 years probably to go from step one to step two. And even in the UK, where it's now past Brexit, its own entity, to make change in regulation takes time. But what we saw in the last 10 years is the regulator more engaged with the industry to try to understand what's going on and to try to build better regulation. But they're also engaged to prepare for the future. That Europe and the UK have regulatory sandbox, it's a new concept that didn't exist few years ago, right? And they want to use those sandbox to pilot with fintech companies innovative ideas who are on the verge of existing regulation, but at least it's under control. So you know exactly what they are trying to do and to try to react to that, right? Going back to AI, crypto, DLT, those are topics that regulators are heavily engaged with because they see that they have to support that innovation, but they have to do it in a controlled manner. You want to make sure that people are not going to lose their savings, their pension, because of the advance of that innovation coming in. So I think the two can work well together. It's and what FIX is doing is also creating standards around that. But how can we create standards to make sure that what we do can be reused and can be used in different places in a highly efficient way, way? So I think between the industry bodies, regulators, and you know, the banks like us, but also our clients working with us on that, we can all innovate because we see that there is a need now to move to the next stage.
Yeah. It's incredibly exciting, and I'm looking forward to hearing you later on. If I can get there, it sounds like a panel there, which we can do. Better markets is what everyone's here for, right? And and to have that situation where we've got this wonderful opportunity to do that, it seems like we've got the right people in the right space to
definitely.
Be able to do it. Stefan, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Nice to be there.
And thank you for coming on. We will see you on the next episode of FinTech Focus TV. Thanks a lot.